I know the specifics are off limits at this moment. The president spoke of what it's going to take to stop this kind of thing. Can you give us, as a military man, before you became a diplomatic man, give us a feel, give the American people a feel for the magnitude of what lays before them as a people, as a nation?
What lays before them is a long, tough campaign. We should have no illusions that a few missile strikes will take care of this problem. They are well entrenched. They are well dispersed. It is not an enemy sitting out in the middle of a battlefield waiting to be attacked. They are clever. They are resourceful. And they are thinking. They are always trying to think what we might do to them. So we have to see this as a long campaign plan, using all of the weapons and tools at our disposal, political, economic, isolate them. Diplomatically, isolate them. Isolate those countries that give them support and serve as their host. In terms of legal actions, go after their sources of money. Go after their ability to move back and forth around the world. Put them on watch lists. Be on the lookout for those who we know are identified with this organization. And always, always be prepared to conduct a military strike when targets surface and targets become available. That make it clear you have found the perpetrators and somebody we ought to go after. And, of course, there are covert things that one can be doing that I wouldn't discuss here, but you're familiar with, Jim.
But if somebody's thinking that there's going to be Desert Storm 2, 500,000 U.S. troops, and it's going to be over in a few days, forget it.
Forget it. This will take time, and we'll have to use all the weapons and tools I described. And the other thing we have to remember is that Osama bin Laden and his organization is not the only terrorist organization out there. And we have to see this not just in terms of Osama bin Laden, if that's the one we determine we have to go after because he is responsible for this, and we should go after him anyway and have been trying to get to him because it is a terrorist organization, but there are many others out there who are responsible for crimes against American citizens and crimes against citizens of other nations.
Sure.
So it's going to be a long campaign against many terrorist organizations, and the whole world has to be united in that campaign.
But for Americans listening to you now, should they also know that this may not be free of casualties? This may not be a war that can be fought in such a way that either U.S. military or even more civilians in counter-retaliation from other terrorists, etc., this is not risk-free?
Nothing is risk-free in life, especially battle. And we are now entering a number of battles to deal with this, and it will not be risk-free. But we are a proud people, a brave people, and I'm confident we will do what is necessary to prevail in this conflict. That will involve, I'm regretfully have to say, that will involve casualties, and we should not look for some cost-free option. They really don't exist.